Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Today is Power Ranks. I always get good responses from you guys about chatting about the Power Ranks. And it's gotten to the point in the season where a lot of these teams are looking for tomorrow, especially these guys obviously we're going to talk about now. The Browns remain at 32. But I think there's something to get excited about here. And maybe I'm the ultimate Browns sucker. It's not because I worked for them. I just think that I'm excited about their, from day one, I've been excited about this rebuilding project because I think it can work. And guys like Njoku and Coleman and now Gordon have me sort of excited. And Kaiser flashes, but they have two picks that are going to be in the top 10. It's a lot to like here, but they didn't win any game. I mean, they have to be 32. They have a very, very good chance to go winless this year. Even though that they show some things, you know, that part of me thinks, just keep the course, Cleveland, it'll come. And part of me is like, dude, you got to make something happen to win games. Another team that's going to make things happen, in my opinion, is Denver. I think that Denver, that Elway's going to lose his mind here. And that big changes are coming. And I can understand that because this is ugly, and I hate the term, boy, they quit, but Denver looks awful, and I don't know if Denver played Cleveland right now in Wichita, Kansas, do you think Denver even wins that game? I don't know. The Colts are another one. They play hard, though, and I do think Pagano's a good coach. They just are kind of spent at this point of the season. They got nothing left. Brissett looks a little more shell-shocked. So they're at 30, go from 29 to 30. Denver went from 30 to 31. I bumped the Niners up a little bit from 31 to 29. They got another win, against the Bears who are 28. Might as well just mention them too. I got the Bears at 28, the Niners at 29. If those teams played 10 times, it'd probably be 5-5. You guys know I love Garoppolo. I'm really, really excited about the future there with him. Less so with Trubisky, but cautiously optimistic. They just need some weapons there. Bears are starting to kind of look like a rundown team too, that they're just too easy to play against when they have the ball, and they never have the ball. Giants at 27 might be a little generous, but Eli's back in. Defense is good. Kind of can be good. Ingram's good. Shepard's all right. Coach is out. What will they look like this week? Interested to see that. But they're talented. I mean, I still think if they play the Niners or the Bears or the Colts, I'm picking the Giants, you know, straight up. Tampa, been a disappointing season. I'd love to see Winston finish with a flourish, give a good taste in everyone's mouth of who the quarterback is here. I'm still a believer, but I also think there might be some coach killer qualities to him. But that, to me, is the storyline with the Bucs right now, is let's have Winston really look good to finish the year and get this thing propelled into next season. Next season's exciting for me for Houston, you know, with Watson and Fuller and Watt and Merciless and all those guys returning. I think they can be a legit contender. But in the meantime, times are tough. You know, they're very Hopkins-oriented. Savage hasn't been terrible, and it wouldn't blow me away if he gets an opportunity somewhere. Someone trades him a fifth-round pick for Savage. Arizona, perhaps. I'm not saying he's the answer, but he's better than you think. Honestly, I'm sitting here looking. They should be ahead of Miami. I know Miami won, and Miami has won games this year, and their defense was pretty dominant, but that was the Broncos in Miami. I can't give them a ton of credit for that win, although it was a dominant win on the scoreboard and in the game. I mean, the Denver didn't move the ball at all, and there are some pieces in Miami. I'm still a Tannehill believer, and I'm excited to see what happens when he returns next year. But they got to get a couple guards. You know, they got to get a consistent flow to their offense. Secondary was really improved, though, last week, so I think that's something to get excited about. Bills, it looks like Tyrod Taylor is going to be out. What else are we going to go with on the Bills? I mean, the receiving core is decimated, but maybe we can get excited about the receivers going forward with Clay and Benjamin and maybe a first-round pick or something like that, a speed guy. defense has some pieces, but not a lot of talent. I mean, just the roster in general does not have a lot of talent. They go from 22 to 23. Chiefs, I keep dinging, go from 20 to 22. This is a bad team now. I mean, as you see on here, I mean, Denver's the only team in that division I have lower than Kansas City. They have to be better. I mean, we might see Mahomes, and I might not disagree with it, and I'm not blaming Smith for everything. Not this week, but maybe week 16, week 17. It's amazing how much they've fallen off, and that defense needs a lot of work in the offseason, a lot of work. I mean, that has to be priority number one, is let's rebuild this D. And there's pieces, you know, Eric Berry returns. I mean, that's kind of exciting. Jets go from 24 to 21. They continue to play hard. They're hard to play against. They're well-coached. McCown doesn't stink. You know, what if McCown ended up in Arizona next year or something? I don't know. I mean, some weapons have developed. They've made chicken soup out of chicken crap. You know, I mean, I really do believe that. And I think the future is kind of exciting for the Jets. They've won more games than probably any of us thought, and maybe that takes them out of the quarterback lottery or whatever. But I think there's some things to get excited about with the Jets, and they certainly exceeded my expectations. Arizona goes from 16 to 20. Really no fault of their own. I mean, that's kind of who they are. They're not easy to play against. They certainly have some pieces. I'm real curious to see what happens with Fitzgerald and Palmer in the offseason, and would they bring Peterson back? David Johnson returns. Obviously, that was a catastrophic loss for them this year, obviously. You know, like, it's kind of easy to bash the Cardinals and the Giants and others, you know, Houston. But you lose David Johnson, Odell Beckham, J.J. Watt. You know what I mean? Like, those things are hard to overcome. Whenever you spend an entire offseason building the foundation of your offense around one of the league's best and most versatile running backs, and then, poof, he's gone. All right, Packers, 19. They were at 19. There's a glimmer of hope. The conference is really difficult, but they play the Browns this week. They should get that win. They should be getting Rodgers returning after that. That would be gigantic. Tough schedule from that point on, but, you know, I mean, Rodgers cures all problems, and they're not dead yet. And you would think that they, I can't believe we're even saying that. And, you know, Aaron Jones is returned. The receivers are in place, that this offense could get back to being pretty dominant. I'm down on the Lions. Since Nada left, they go from 13 to 18. Since Nada got injured, they can't stop the run at all. They made the Ravens look like a highly competent offense. No one else has really done that this year for Baltimore. Stafford can only do so much. No running game as usual. I mean, again, Stafford can only do so much. Washington's endured a lot of injuries, to linemen in particular, running backs as well. But I want to mention their running backs. Like, if I'm looking at Washington this offseason, I'm looking at their backfield and saying, I'm cool, man. Thompson's going to be my receiver guy. P. Ryan's going to be my basically early down guy. Mix in some Kelly. I'm going to use resources elsewhere. I'd like, really like to keep Cousins, obviously. But the Redskins' seasons are basically over. But it was not a terrible year. I mean, they have some things to hang their hat on. I don't know what to think of Oakland. Defense did great things. Well, Khalil Mack did great things. It's kind of like it was last year. But the defense still doesn't excite me at all. I mean, Lynch is running well. Carr's playing pretty well. The line is still good, but not as good as it should be. They're a middle-of-the-road team that could string a couple wins together, and they might be the hot team going into the playoffs that everybody always talks about every year. Bengals at 14. So we talked about last night's game, and I had picked the Bengals to win that one, and what a close game, and I figured it'd be a physical, nasty, as they always are. Didn't expect it to be that nasty, or for the Shazier injury, obviously, to come into play. I really think that that took the wind out of the Steelers' sails. And that's not to excuse their performance on defense for early in the game, which was really poor. But they had a lot of backups in, and Cincinnati Dalton was playing great. I loved the way Mixon was playing. Their run blocking throughout the day for Bernard and Mixon, I thought, was really, really good. AJ Green, to me, was the star of the show and was an uncoverable force. Several dirty, nasty plays, and it seemed like as the game went on, everyone knew Pittsburgh was eventually going to win. I mean, that was the feeling I got, was the Bengals are going to screw this up, and now their season's basically over. Nasty injuries again. I mean, there's going to be a lot of narrative this week about let's fix the NFL and the big hits and all those things. And I get it. I mean, I'm not defending anything either way. But Steelers did win, and they're pretty high up on the list. It's a tough game. Bengals are hard. Not that hard to root for, but they're a hard luck bunch at times. You know, like, as well as they played for much of the game, they never had a commanding lead. So during the game, I tweeted out something along the lines of, the Titans are a horrible 8-4 team, as 8-4 teams go. And I believe that. And boy, Titan Nation hated me for that one. I don't think they're very good. And I think they're talented. And rarely do I call coaches out, but the Titans coaching staff, to me, is not maximizing what they have there. I think the front office has done a good job of buying the groceries, but they're not making the salad and soup and steak that all of us should get from that group. And I think they're holding Mariota back. You know my feelings on Henry over Murray. I don't think a change is coming, though. Dallas moves from 18 to 12. Back to playing Dallas football. It's been a million years since we saw them, but if you recall, they dominated in the trenches. That's absolutely huge. So I think the Cowboys are still in it and are play the a playoff level in that game. But it's going to be a tough road to get over the Atlantas and Seattles and all these teams that are, you know, fighting for those precious spots in the NFC. Chargers, to me, are the best team in the West. And, well, I have Jacksonville at 10, and I have the Chargers at 11, and both of them are at that same spot before. And you could figure it out if you wanted to. But to me, that's the conversation, is who's the third best team in the AFC? And I know some want to say Baltimore now. I'm sorry, I can't get behind their offense enough to say that. But the Jags, and if you talk about those three teams, I mean, the Jags and the Ravens have elite defenses. The Chargers have a great defense. Chargers have the much better offense, well-rounded on that side of the ball, quarterback. Awful on special teams, though. Like, the worst team in the league this year on special teams. Maybe that changes, but my hunch is that it doesn't, and it's been a constant problem there. All right, these last nine to me are basically what I would call the Super Bowl contenders. Atlanta at 9. Tough game, but Freeman's back. I think the defense is pretty good. Minnesota's really hard to play against. Tough schedule, obviously, and what's crazy is so many of these NFC teams play against each other. A lot of these teams will meet down these final, you know, weeks of the year, and it's not like the NFL scheduled that, because not like these guys were all first place teams last year. You know, like Pittsburgh plays New England, but they were both first place teams. You knew that was coming. You know, where teams like the Rams and the Eagles, you know, they weren't playoff teams last year, but they're all going to be end up playing each other. A lot of this is going to sort themselves out, but I guess we'll just kind of go quickly over these. But my contenders are Atlanta at 9, Seattle at 8, although I think their formula is hard to hang your hat on. It's just, hey, Russell, make a bazillion plays. I mean, the play's not going to go to script, but just pull magic out of a hat. Carolina, who I still very much believe in, and lost to a high-quality opponent. They're at 7, but they were at 5. They go from 5 to 7. The Rams go from 7 to 6. And the one thing I haven't told you guys about the Rams is they have been elite on special teams this year. They've been great. I mean, if you don't know, Hecker, their punter, is a really good one and a great trick shot, trick play guy, and they use that very much to their advantage. I think there's a conversation is the Rams and the Saints, who should be 5? And to me, that's a tough call. I moved the Saints from 6 to 5. I moved the Rams from 7 to 6. But I do think both are contenders. Very different where the organizations are overall, but I think that they're legit, and they could meet again. Steelers are at 4. We talked about their game last night. Endured a lot of injuries, and especially on defense. And then they play the Ravens, and there's always a lot of injuries in that game. And then they got to host the Pats, which, if they keep getting banged up, probably won't go well. But we shall see. I do think they're number 4. Talked about the Vikes a lot yesterday. They go from 3-3. No big move there. But they're really hard to play against. Really well coached. Keenum is very impressive. They run the ball enough. Defense is excellent. I didn't ding the Eagles too bad. They go from 1-2, and New England goes from 2-1. Pats just keep rolling along. You know, they can beat you any way they want. Not going to have Gronk this upcoming week. I'm not sure that really matters. And the Eagles, I think, had a learning experience game in Seattle. And I still think they're going to be a high-quality team. Can't wait to watch them play the Rams this week. So this was kind of a quick podcast rundown of the power ranks. You guys always like power ranks. Tomorrow we'll talk to Mike, as usual, Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus. And drop me a line on Twitter at any time, @WilliamsonNFL. See you.